This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori. The U.S. Episcopal Church has been estranged from parts of the global Anglican Communion since a church in New Hampshire consecrated a gay bishop. The controversy has abated somewhat, but many in the church now worry about another potential divide. Depending on your point of view, African bishops are either stealing American worshipers or rescuing them. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It's a nasty, rainy Friday night, and yet nothing could keep these folks away. The largely white, middle-class crowd floods into the auditorium of Church of the Apostles in Fairfax, Virginia, tittering, eager to see the Anglican equivalent of a rock star. Archbishop Henry Luke Orambi takes to the stage. The introduction is brief and euphoric.
Would you welcome His Grace?
The 300 or so people jump to their feet. You almost expect them to hold up their lighters. Within minutes, he's got them.
I see a church that has to die to materialism and very poor politics. I see a church that has to die to arrogance. I see a church that must die and come back again.
The Ugandan cleric is leading a revolution. Orambi wants American evangelicals to challenge the reigning liberalism of the Episcopal Church.
And you guys here in this country, you prayed for the Episcopal Church so much. Lord, what are you waiting for? What is happening? And God seemed to just look at you, if he ever looks at you at all. Listen. Jesus, he comes at the right time.
And like any rock star, Orambi has his groupies, like Edwina Thomas.
He's an amazing preacher. He preaches from his heart. His smile is from ear to ear, and his eyes sparkle. What can I say? I'm in his fan club.
I felt like the truth had arrived, and this is our answer.
Bliss Miga, who is a cradle Episcopalian, says the American church has lost its way.
And he is saying, this is the real way. So we have a new father. He's our new father.
Henry Orambi is spiritual father to more than 9 million Anglicans. He's had close ties to evangelical churches in the United States for years. As the rift opened here over an openly gay bishop and blessing same-sex unions, the Ugandan leader offered to take conservative churches under his wing.
It's like there is a storm. Your neighbor runs to your porch. You open the door for them to shelter from the storm, and when the storm is over, they go back.
Orambi sees a little cosmic irony here.
You remember 100 years ago, Africa was termed the Dark Continent? Now, you just believe me, that darkness has shifted to Europe and America. The passion for the gospel, the love for Jesus Christ, is way out in Africa, and we bring the same thing back. And isn't that a wonderful thing to see that happen?
That depends on whom you ask. Jim Naughton at the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. isn't so thrilled. He says this isn't just about evangelism.
It's born of a desire to punish the allies of people who push for gay rights.
Whatever the motivations, these relationships are growing fast and thick. Miranda Hassett spent several months in Uganda studying these new alliances for her book. She says the U.S. conservatives can claim solidarity with the vast majority of Anglicans worldwide. As for conservative Anglicans in Africa and Latin America,
10 years ago, if Henry Orambi said something, it certainly wouldn't be in the American secular media. And today, sometimes it is. So they've gained a vast level of sort of moral influence.
The foreign clerics have cut a wide swath, absorbing churches from Florida to California and Massachusetts to Texas. Among them is All Saints in Woodbridge, one of 12 churches in Virginia to leave the Episcopal Church in the past year. I showed up on a Wednesday night and asked Chris Brown and Mary Wang about it. They said they're thrilled.
Are you going to learn a little Ugandan?
Oh, we know a little bit.
Tuku tendereza, yesu, yesu, olamwana, kwendika.
In December, All Saints voted 402-6 to align with Uganda. They even got a bishop out of it, their minister, John Guernsey. Guernsey was consecrated bishop in Uganda on September 2nd. Anglican TV cameras rolled as this Virginia minister pledged his allegiance to Archbishop Orambi.
Are you persuaded that you are truly called to this administration according to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ?
I am so persuaded.
Guernsey told us it's a logical step.
That God would call me to be a missionary bishop now, in some
wonderful way seems to make all the sense in the world.
The ceremony marked Uganda's formal move into the United States, placing Guernsey over 34 U.S. congregations. And that's only a small part of the incursion. Nigeria has 6 parishes, Kenya 20, South America 60, Rwanda more than 100. Ian Douglas, a theologian at Episcopal Divinity School in Massachusetts, says every time a foreign bishop plants a flag in American territory,
it raises the question of who is the real leader and what is the real church.
Which in turn has legal implications, since the national church and disaffected churches are fighting about who owns the church property. So far, these breakaway churches are only a fraction of the 7,600 Episcopal churches. But the trickle is turning into a robust stream. 4 American bishops are taking steps to move their entire diocese to foreign provinces, and ultimately, these alliances could change the face of the second largest denomination in the world. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.